This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Back by popular demand, we have Gene Shafiroff on our program as we blanket 17 states and much of Canada. Gene Shafiroff is an American philanthropist, author, advocate, serving on multiple national and regional philanthropic boards. She is the ambassador and spokesperson for American Humane Feed the Hungry COVID-19 program. She is the host of the television show Successful Philanthropy on LTV, and the man who I work for, John Kotsimatidis, has been on her program. And we're going to be talking all about her book on philanthropy. First of all, how can they get your book? What's the easiest way to purchase your book?
Brian, thank you very much for having me back on your show. And my book, Successful Philanthropy, How to Make a Life by What You Give, is available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble Books. And it's now in soft cover edition, rebuy. And if you want me to tell your audience a little bit about the book,
yeah.
The book was written by me to encourage people to get involved in the philanthropic purpose and also to serve as a practical guide. So what does that mean? Well, since the beginning of the start of the United States 250 years ago, philanthropy has been part of our culture. And what exactly is philanthropy? Philanthropy is the love of mankind. And how do we show that love? Well, we show that love through acts of kindness, through acts of giving, through acts of caring, through volunteering, and then, of course, giving resources. And I don't know if you want me to continue or if you have another question.
No, go ahead, because my first question was on what is philanthropy, but I did want to let people know how to buy the book. But tell us what you think philanthropy is, Gene Shafiroff.
Yes, well, philanthropy is goodwill to fellow members of the human race. And it's especially an active effort to promote human welfare. So we look around today, we see many charities in this world. You see, in the United States, we may have 2 million alone. And you might say to yourself, well, I don't have any real money to give. How can I get involved as a philanthropist? How can I get involved in the philanthropic process? I first say, and I write all about this in my book, get involved by volunteering initially just a little bit of your time. Start maybe with a few hours a month and then increase it. And you might say, well, where do I volunteer? Who should I volunteer for? Very simply, find a cause and find a charity that interests you. For example, if your mother had breast cancer, well, you might want to get involved in a charity that helps with breast cancer research. And there are many wonderful ones in the United States. For example, the Breast Cancer Research Fund, founded by the Lauder family. The
wonderful people.
Wonderful, wonderful
Ron
family.
Ron has been on this program a couple times.
Great family, great, great charity, doing so much in the area of breast cancer research. Or take another cause that might be of interest to you. Maybe you're interested in animal welfare. Well, there are thousands of animal shelters in the United States, and then there are also international animal welfare groups. For example, American Humane. I was on their board for a number of years. I was their national spokesperson for their COVID Feed the Hungry COVID-19 program, a great, great charity. You love dogs? There's Big Dog Ranch Rescue, which is based in Florida, but a wonderful, wonderful charity. You love all animals. You can think about a million different charities. Look locally. Next, you might love the veterans. Well, if you love the veterans, there's a wonderful charity called Veterans First. You might be a former veteran, and now all of a sudden you've become very successful. Well, you can start giving a little money or a lot of money to some of these groups. Find a cause and then look for a charity that's well run. And you might say, well, what do you mean by well run? In my book, the second half of my book is devoted to how to get involved in a charity, what to look for, how to analyze a charity. If they're asking you, say, to raise money for them, well, there are certain things you better learn about that charity before you go out and ask people for money. So, philanthropy is available to all, but I say start very slowly, do research on different charities, get involved with the charity that wants you involved and where you think you can make a difference.
Let's talk about why we give. What type of inner satisfaction and contentment and rewarding feelings one may have by giving to others in need. What is the inner value to someone giving to others who need the help?
Quite simply, people who give are more fulfilled than those that are on the receiving end. And let me explain a little bit about that. I like to tell the story of my life. I grew up very middle class on Long Island. I went to 12 years of Catholic school where the nuns taught us the importance of giving back. And even though we didn't have a lot, we didn't have a lot of wealth, we were taught when we were very, very young that we must help out. So I had many good role models around me. My parents were involved in giving. My father was a school teacher. Very, very gifted musician, and he really cared about his students. He also cared about the family. So when you have good role models, you decide to get involved. Now, getting back to my education at Catholic school, although I am a Catholic, I will add that all religions teach the importance of giving back. In Judaism, there's a strong value to giving, and the Jewish religion teaches to give about 10% of your annual salary back to philanthropy. So, getting back to me, I got a little older, I went to college, I went to graduate school at Columbia University, I have an MBA in finance from Columbia University. I started working on Wall Street, it was my first career. And then when I stopped, I decided I was in a situation where I was able to give back financially and also my time. I decided to get involved in the philanthropic process. And how did I do that? Well, I started first by volunteering at my children's schools, and then I got involved on different charity boards. And I found the work very, very fulfilling. And of course, it took my time, but it gave me purpose to my life, and I think purpose is key. And if you don't have a purpose to your life, I don't know why you live. I mean, you work. Most of us, we have jobs, we have families, and then we're looking for more. Well, what else can we do? How can we be helpful to society? Well, if you get involved in giving back, getting involved in different charities, you're going to have a more purposeful and more fulfilled life.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from a wonderful role model for all of us. Again, the book is Successful Philanthropy, How to Make a Life by What You Give. Our guest today is Jean Shafiroff. You often see her on covers of magazines in Palm Beach and in the Hamptons. and a tremendous role model, encouraging our audience with the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520 to give generously to others. If you're listening in Montreal, Buffalo, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, former U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Ronald Gidwitz, Elena Klonow, who has written books on anti-aging, and Howard Minsky, who's involved with education concerning the Holocaust nationally. Next month, we're going to have the author of Palm Beach Affair, Peter Antonucci, on this program. A little bit more information about Jean Shafiroff, our guest. She grew up on Long Island. Her parents are former music chairman and director of the district bands for the Levittown Long Island schools, and her mother, a painter and former textile designer. Jean Shafiroff graduated from Holy Trinity Diocesan High School in Hicksville, New York, received an MBA from Columbia Business School. Our guest today, Jean Shafiroff on the Rusk Report. Let's talk about the benefits of what you have to offer to others.
Yes, well, many people say, they'll say to me, well, Jean, what can I offer? What can I do? And I say there are many things you can do to help society. First, think about volunteering. Volunteering your time and knowledge, two very, very valuable resources. And never underestimate the value of both of those resources. So again, if you want to volunteer at a charity, choose a charity that you think is well run, who manages their money wisely, and where you think you fit in and can help make a difference. Second, make sure that the group you're with is treating everyone well. You as a volunteer, you need to be treated well. Those you service need to be treated, and the donors need to be treated well. Next, if you're going to give money, make sure that they're going to use that money wisely. And there are certain charities that are so well funded, they may not need your money. So you might not want to give to them just now. Look for a charity that really needs something and that's really doing something to change humanity, to change the environment, to change the lives, maybe if you love the veterans, the animals, but where they're actually making a difference.
Wonderful. I'm reading a book by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, and he echoes what you say. He said you have to have two things in life, purpose and faith. And you seem to echo that. And where we're taping, I did a lot of tapings in Manalapan, Florida. We're there now with our guest, Jean Shafiroff, and I taped a man who spoke quite a bit about what you're talking about, tithing, Rich DeVos. And Rich DeVos, who owned Amway, gave $550 million to charity. So he followed your recommendations. Let's talk about how you treat donors. They're so important when you have a charity event or bequest. How should these donors be treated? Jean Shafiroff.
Yes, Brian, in my book, Successful Philanthropy, How to Make a Life by What You Give, I have an entire chapter devoted to treatment of donors, those you serve, and volunteers. Now, donors are a very, very important aspect of a charity because without the resources, without the funds, without the money given by donors, a charity can't survive. So donors truly need to be treated with dignity and respect. And the big mistakes a lot of charities make is they see someone who maybe right now is not giving a lot of money to a charity, and they don't particularly pay much attention to them. And of course, the charity has to prioritize their time. But remember this, every single donor matters, and you never know who you might be dealing with. So if you're having that big charity gala and there may be a single woman, year after year, she comes, you sit her in the back, do a little research on that lady. You never know who she might be. I've seen time and time again some of these people, they're multi-millionaires, sometimes even billionaires, and right now all they're doing is giving a small amount to a charity. But come 5 or 10 years down the road, if they like what you're doing and if you treat them well with dignity and respect, they could turn around and write a very big check in the millions and millions of dollars to your charity. So treatment of everyone, whether they're giving a lot or just a little right now, is very, very important for all charities.
Jean Shafiroff is our guest. Again, the book is Successful Philanthropy, How to Make a Life by What You Give. And your importance of respect for donors reminds me of the story of Monsignor O'Mahony, who was Rose Kennedy's best friend at St. Edward's Church. And a man was walking by dressed like a bum. He was dirty and he had dirty clothes, so the priest gave him $5 to go get a sandwich. This is 40 years ago. That man was the international chairman of the Salvation Army, and he was dirty because he was gardening. So he gave the Monsignor the General William Booth Award. He was so impressed. And so you never know who you're going to meet and who can help you. Again, where can one buy this book, Successful Philanthropy, How to Make a Life by What You Give?
Yes, the book is available on Amazon Books and BarnesandNoble.com. I just want to say one thing more about the super wealthy, and
yes,
many super wealthy people, because they're worried about their security, they walk around very simply dressed. They might drive a very old car, but they are the super wealthy. And so you can never judge someone by their appearance. Now, I happen to love clothing. I love to dress. I'm known for my ball gown collection that I wear to the different charity galas. And for me, fashion is a hobby, but it's not for everybody, and I truly respect that. I see even my husband, he doesn't like to get all dressed up. I've tried a million times to change him, but it's just not happening.
Okay.
So it's something to think about when you meet somebody. Never, ever judge somebody by the way they're dressed.
That's very true. I met years ago John D. MacArthur, who was at the time about the fifth wealthiest man in the world, and he was dressed like a bum. And he drove around a very old Cadillac with the muffler dragging on the road. And he conducted most of his business at the coffee shop at the Colonnades Hotel. And if you watch public broadcasting, you always see this program was brought to you by the John D. and Catherine MacArthur Foundation. So he looked like a bum, but he was one of the richest men in the world, and he gave a lot to charity.
He sounds like a great guy and a great one to know. I like his style.
He didn't look like he had any style, but he had style in giving. A little bit more information about our guest, Jean Shafiroff. Following her undergraduate studies, Jean Shafiroff worked as a physical therapist at St. Luke's Hospital, New York City. Later, she worked in public finance and in private partnerships on Wall Street, including a post in the corporate finance department of investment bank Rothschild Unterberg Tobin. And a plug for our Polish newspaper, the Ample Eagle. Subscribe now and get all the Ample Eagle features, recipes, photos, and more. Polonia's weekly newspaper will bring Polish American news to your email inbox each week for just $19. Get your one-year digital subscription with weekly columns, news from Polonia and Poland, historical and cultural features, and more at ampolegal.com. Just click subscribe at the top of the home page. Now, let's talk about how and why to give back to one's community. If you could show us the path and why people should do that. Jean Shafiroff.
Brian, most of us in this country and countries surrounding us, we're very blessed people. We live a good life. U.S. citizens, we live in the best country in the world.
Absolutely.
We have our freedoms. We have so much that we should never take for granted. Giving back is how we say thank you. We thank our country. We thank God. We thank the world, really, for all that we have. It's an act of gratitude. And if you've had a good life, if you've made a little money or a lot of money, it's your way of saying thank you and your way of helping those that may not have as much as you have or that truly struggle. And of course, many people do struggle. Sadly, we have poverty in this country.
Yes.
We have homelessness. We have animals that don't have homes. We have orphans. We have issues. And so it's our duty and responsibility to give back. And again, when you give, you feel good. It's a feel-good experience.
Very good. Again, the book is Successful Philanthropy, How to Make a Life by What You Give. Jean Shafiroff is our guest, who's a great role model for all of us, giving back to her community. We have about 4 minutes left on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. How do you make sure your works will continue after your death? Legacy gifts, how do you make it last?
Two things. First, you write in your will that you want to give X, Y, and ABC to a charity. Meaning you might want to leave, if you have a net worth of 10 or 20 million, maybe you want to leave 10% to a charity, your favorite charity. Next, you teach future generations, your children and your grandchildren, the importance of giving back. In my own particular case, I have two daughters. One has spent years in Kenya doing volunteer work. She has a master's in social work from NYU. I'm very proud of her. The youngest daughter has a charity. She's the founder and volunteer president of a charity called Global Strays, International Animal Welfare Charity. And to me, I've done my correct job in teaching my children the importance of giving back and of philanthropy, and it's something we can all do and we should all do. But getting back to your own legacy, put it in your will that you want to give XYZ to a charity and make sure it happens.
We have 2 minutes left on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Let's talk about being a role model for children and future generations. You're a wonderful role model, Jean Shafiroff. How can our listeners be a great role model?
Children learn by example. They follow first their parents and then their teachers. And of course, if they have good friends. So as a parent, it is your duty to be a good role model. You want to teach your children good values. You want to teach your children to be honest and to work hard and to care for the underserved. And you want to be a good role model when it comes to philanthropy. So if you're giving, they will surely do the same. And make it a family priority to be honest, to give back, and to do what you can in this world to make this world easier for those that don't have it so easy. Brian, thank you so much for this interview. You are truly wonderful, and I am just truly honored to be on your show.
Well, you're very charming. We've been on the air for 35 years, and you are enlightening and a great role model for all of us. Jean Shafiroff, and also thanks to our director of production for the last 20 years, Kevin Carr. Thank you for enlightening us and rewarding us with your knowledge, Jean Shafiroff. Have a great week.
Thank you, Brian.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.